Hey everybody, Vanessa Brown, founder and CEO of Internal Rhythms. Today we're going to talk about a subject called stress, and not just everyday stress, but talking about the chronic stress that people are under these days. And the body should be able to handle a certain amount of stress. That's what would be considered a normal stress. However, most of us are living in this chronic state of constant stress. Now, I want to go over what it is, how it affects the body, and some of the things that we can do to actually counteract the effects of this. So in the physiology standpoint of stress, what ends up happening is you have a response in the body. So let's say, for instance, you are being chased. Your autonomic nervous system, which has think of it like a hot and a cold faucet. The hot would be the sympathetic and the cold would be the parasympathetic. Both of those taps would be on. However, one is always on more than the other. So when it comes to the point of being chased and you have to get away, the sympathetic part of that autonomic nervous system is stimulated and we get signals from the hypothalamus that go down to the pituitary gland. From the pituitary gland, it goes all the way to the adrenals, and then it's releasing adrenaline and cortisol. So these are the stress hormones that get elicited in the body. And what that does is it takes the majority of the blood that are in our organs, and it shunts it to our muscles and to our heart so that we can run really fast and get away from the danger. The trouble is that we are living in this state in more of a chronic way because most of us have stress at work. Okay, well, I have to get this report done. I have a meeting with my boss. Or, oh no, I have stress. I have family that, you know, I don't get along with. Or, oh no, I have to prepare a speech. And it causes a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. So if we're living there too much, this eventually has a negative impact on the vitality of the body, meaning because the blood is constantly being shunted away from the organs. Now, organs are responsible for, obviously, digestion. They're responsible for absorption of nutrients and excretion of toxins. And if the body can't do that on a daily basis in the space and time that it requires, it makes it very, very hard to have an immune system that's actually intact and functioning. So it's easier to get sick. And if we do end up getting sick, like a flu or a cold, it takes us down even faster because we require so much energy to actually heal. And if we are chronically under this stress, then it becomes very challenging and more difficult to actually do that. The other thing that happens is, again, the brain is an organ. And if we are chronically stressing, then the blood is chronically being shunted away from the cortex, the hindbrain, or the forebrain. So we actually become dumber, in a sense. So it's not in our best interest to hang out in this stressful place day in and day out. And it's important to understand what we may need to do in order to shift that. And one of the things that I tell my clients I give them an exercise called the four count or square breathing. So what you're doing is you're inhaling for a count of four, you hold for a count of four, you exhale for a count of four, and you hold it out for a count of four. And you repeat this as many times as you feel you need to. And what this does is it regulates the brain, the brain stem, and the cardiorespiratory function. So the function between the heart and the lungs. And most of us in a chronically stressed out state don't breathe deeply enough. And so we have elevated levels of CO2 in our body. And again, it increases our pH problem, and that has a big impact on our cardiovascular system, causing more stress. So if we can do the breathing. This really helps a lot to calm the heart rate down, lower our blood pressure, and start secreting different hormonal components, which are going to relax everything. So some of the other things, so this is where we get into meditation as being very beneficial, gentle movement, being in nature. These are places where we can actually calm down, come back to ourselves, and then when we are in a stressful situation, we can manage that stressful situation more effectively and more efficiently. The question, again, you have to ask yourself is being in this chronic state of anxiety and stress beneficial to you? And not only that, but by worrying or thinking about something in a constant state, is it going to change the outcome of the situation? And I will tell you the answer to that is no. So if you can ask yourself some questions like, first of all, does this anxiety, this thought, is it actually true? Is what I'm thinking and what I'm stressing about have any truth? Because a lot of times we make up things in our mind and then we believe that thought so vehemently and we think it's our reality. But sometimes it's not. And an example of that would be you have in your mind or awareness, well, so-and-so doesn't like me, and that thought stresses you out. But is that even true? Did you ask that person? You know? And oftentimes what's really amazing is that they actually may don't have an issue with you. It's your thought that's causing you the stress. So sometimes we have to choose a different thought. So if we can do that, this is also going to be beneficial. The other thing is writing down things that you are grateful for. Because when we are in a state of gratitude, it's very hard, almost impossible to be in a state of stress. So I give you a challenge of maybe doing every day, write down three things that you're grateful for and do that for like 30 days and see what happens, because I guarantee it's going to feel a lot different in your body. So we've got the square breathing, meditation, walking in nature, going through some reflective questions like, does this belong to me? Is this really helping my situation to stay in this? And also we can do the asking more in-depth questions too, like you can go even further. And if it's really not even your stress, if you're carrying some ancient stress around, you can just give it back to sender. And you can do that in a very loving, gentle way. So I hope you found this helpful. I'm probably going to do a little more of these on stress because it's a big topic these days. And obviously coming in for an aligned session is really going to help as well, because we help the body. When we're helping the body, we also help the mind. And I had an amazing session today with a couple clients who were completely stressed out. And when they left, they were laughing, they were tired because the stress had come down. And it was really fascinating and enjoyable to watch their transformation. So I hope this was helpful and I hope everybody has a great day. Talk soon.